On the line with us, we have Miss Lorena Simon. She is a world-renowned clairvoyant. She has actually done some pretty amazing readings for some pretty amazing people, especially you right here in studio. She's not here in studio, on the line she is, but she's been giving us predictions all morning long. And I got to say, you have been just right on. I mean, this is it's eerie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It even freaks me out sometimes. It does.
If you have any questions for her, you can always give her a call. Her number is 623-933-9442. Again, that's 623-933-9442. And if you want to ever just call in, and we'll give you the number here at studio. So mm-hmm. if you didn't write it down, if you're driving, if it's like, give us a call later on. We'll have that number posted here in studio all day long.
All her info is also on the
just
website.
For personal readings, though, after the show. Because if you want a free question, you got it. Call in the studio.
Yeah, you had your chance on the free ones there. Now you got to call in. Or you can check her out online, lorenasimon.com. And we've got some big questions. I mean, we got a big valley, and, here it is, September.
Mm-hmm. School starting, fall's come upon us.
Definitely.
Snowbirds are coming back.
Is there anything big you see for our area, Southern California?
Any
even,
earthquakes?
Earthquakes, and there are in San Diego. Area there will be, but not anything to destroy any buildings.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
That's good.
The biggest thing that I do see in the future, and this is going to shock a lot of people, but we have a comet coming our way.
We do?
Huh. Oh, yes, we do.
Oh.
And it's headed right for us.
Come right for us!
Wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
How soon are we expecting
this? No, I'm not
this.
Kidding about that.
Wow. Now, are we expecting this in months, or is this going to be...
No, this will be in years.
Okay, it'll be in years.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Are we going to be faced with the Armageddon situation with Bruce
but
Willis?
Remember, it's going to be big. I mean, unless they can deflect it, which I'd find this one very difficult with just one rocket, they'd need five.
Huh.
Really?
They have at least five, so yeah.
They only have one set up right now.
Oh yeah, the Star Wars defense system, which of course we can thank Reagan for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they're not built in China, I figure we're all right, right?
Yeah.
We should probably manufacture those somewhere else. So yeah, four more to go. Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
So now, do you see
that's
that as now? Do you think where on the planet do you see that comet impacting?
I know it's going to affect the water. Because we're going to expect a tidal wave of about 3,000 feet high.
Oh, dang!
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm actually looking for underground bunker now to buy in order to protect me and other people that I can help save their lives as well.
Wow, so you're talking
I'm already
about...
stocking up with stuff.
So
the only thing that's going to, you'll survive, you've got to think outside the box.
Right.
That's how you survive. You're only going to make it if you're underground or you're in a cave.
Now, do you see us? Do you see us doing okay out here in the desert, or do you see the desert becoming a lake?
No, there'll be water on the desert. I've always seen that.
Uh huh.
Because I've seen a lot of California gone.
Wow.
Honestly.
So we're talking years, though. We've got years to prepare.
Well, we've got anywhere from 2012
uh-huh.
to 2029.
Hmm.
Those are the only 2 years I would be concerned with.
See, in 2012 goes along
the
with
Mayans.
The Mayan calendar right there. They're saying that a comet or something's going to,
major happen, and that could be war.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Either way, I want to be protected and be safe, bottom
exactly.
line, and do what I can to help others.
So we're looking at our five-year plan here.
Yeah. Got to be prepared for everything is what I look at. I mean, and that isn't to be paranoid or anything.
Right.
It's just to be safe.
See, but who knows? Maybe we'll have that, second, third, fourth, and fifth missile up there in time.
Well, I hope the heck they do, because right now the one they've got will not do the job.
Hmm. See.
And that's a fact.
Sounds like our government, the one they got, will not do the job.
We should send Harrison Ford up there, probably.
Exactly.
He'll take care
he would do it.
He can take care of
it. I just watched Patriot games the other day, too. Miss Lorena Simon, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My love is with all of you.
See you next Thursday and next month.
Next month,
first Thursday of each month, Miss Lorena Simon online, lorenasimon.com, or give her a call, 623-933-9442. It's the Jace Edwards Radio Program Mornings.